Hello?
Hi there. Good evening. My name is Susan from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
I'll start it. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Am I speaking with Johnny?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely? Yes?
Yes, I'm at home. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. In which state do you currently live? California, other?
Yes.
Okay.
California.
Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Madera.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
On both.
Okay. Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you, sir. Now, what year were you born?
48.
Thank you. Okay. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, American Indian,
Hispanic.
Other? Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Grade school, some high school graduate, some college, vocational training
some
school?
College.
Some college. Thank you. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Okay. Would that be somewhat approve? Strongly approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you, sir. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Yes.
Okay. And would that be somewhat approve? Strongly
approve?
Yes?
I approve.
Okay. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
The Democratic.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one, okay? All right.
All right.
The first one is Esmeralda Soria. Would that be favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard of?
No opinion.
No opinion. Kamala Harris. Would that be favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard of?
Favorable.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose, would that be favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard?
I've heard her name, but I can't give an opinion.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Guy's a nut.
Favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard of.
I did call him a nut, so you should expect an unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Would that be health care, education, border security, abortion, jobs and the economy, crime and public safety, climate change, homelessness, taxes, inflation, and the cost of living?
Do you want me to answer just one?
Yes, it's asking for actually which one of the following issues is most important to you personally.
Abortion.
Okay. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices, from 0 to 10?
I would give it a 9.
Okay. Next, if the election for president was held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
Rose, Democrat.
Okay. Rose. Okay. Oh, you say Joanna Garcia Rose is a Republican, and Esmeralda Soria is Democrat.
I'm sorry, Soria.
Okay. Would that be voting with for her definitely, probably, or lean?
Probably.
Okay. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track? Right direction, wrong track?
I think it's going in the right direction.
Thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
I couldn't answer because I'm not sure what the same is, but I haven't had any problem. I haven't seen any problems, so.
Would that be?
I would say the same.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Okay? Now, Joanna Garcia Rose, the first statement, I'm sorry. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
Well, you know, I believe that we need to arrest a lot of these people, but, you know, I would vote for the Democrat, so I would say unlikely to vote.
Okay. All right, much more likely to vote? Okay.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was much less likely?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on the second statement, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians for trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely, no different?
No different.
Okay. And as professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and the law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that be much more likely to vote? Somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely, no difference.
Likely, somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely, okay. That would be somewhat less likely, correct? Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Would that be much more likely? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
somewhat less likely.
Okay. All right. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Ridiculous. I wouldn't vote for that, no.
Would
less
that
likely.
Less likely, so that would be much less likely? Or
yes.
Somewhat less, okay. Thank you. Okay. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother?
Would you repeat me the first one again?
Oh, yes. This is the next statement. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother, I'm sorry.
Yes, Soria.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Esmeralda, the first statement is, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislator raise the gas tax. The legislator agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
Much more likely to vote.
Would that be much more or somewhat more likely to vote?
I will go somewhat more likely to vote.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. And Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Okay, now that's something that I'm not going to answer because that is a question that is negative and not something that she has done. So I'm not going to answer that question.
So that would be, okay, thank you. We can skip this one. Thank you. Okay. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
Okay, you're asking me if she'd do this. Now, if she would do this, who says she's going to do it? I mean, why would I even say anything? We're talking about what she has done, not what she might do. No, I'm not going to say I'd like to vote for her if she's going to do it. So I'm not going to say anything to that.
Okay, we can skip this. Okay, thank you. Okay, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself, this is the last thing for Esmeralda. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself a taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Okay, if she's to do that, of course, less likely.
Much less likely, okay. Thank you. Okay, now that you have heard some more information, if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, other mother?
Soria, the Democrat.
Okay. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I'm registered to vote as a Democrat.
And would that be strong Democrat, not so strong Democrat, or lean to Democrat?
Well, it's exceptionally strong considering who the Republican candidate is.
Okay.
Considering who it is.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative, or on most issues, I'm sorry?
I'm somewhat considered moderate. Some conservative moderate.
Would that be moderate?
I'm sorry, liberal moderate.
Oh.
Liberal.
Okay, would that be very or somewhat?
I would say somewhat, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
I would be pro-choice.
Thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on the basis regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Would that be yes, you would, or no, you would not?
Could you redo that question again, hon?
Yes. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Would that be yes, you would, no, you would not?
Okay. I, of course, you know that I'm pro-choice.
Pro-choice, so. Mm-hmm.
So I would vote as a candidate that is pro-choice, so I'm not sure how to answer that question.
Okay, we can go ahead and continue to the next, okay?
Okay.
With that, it's up to you. If you don't have the answer, I can go ahead and go to the next question. Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. This includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and thank you for being so patient. I totally, totally grateful for that. Thank you. Have a great evening. Yes.
I have a question, hon. Are you affiliated with a Democrat or a Republican group?
No. Neither. That's why we get this job, so we don't have no type of, you know, it's your opinion that matters.
Affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.